Friday morning, the 19th of July. Good morning, with much debate and discussion from now till 11 a.m. This is Michael Reid on LMFM. Now, Northern Ireland is without an executive, as you know, but as a result of that, people of the same sex will be able to get married from the 21st of October onwards. That is, if Stormont is not up and running, and if that is the case by the 13th of January, it means that same-sex marriage will actually be put into place and available to people at that stage. Abortion will also be made available under these laws that will be introduced in the absence of an executive from Parliament in Westminster. Let's talk about this with Lisa O'Hare, Media Liaison Officer with Human Life International. And a very good morning to you, and thanks for joining us, Lisa. You're somewhat concerned about this.
Hello, Michael. Yes, and good morning to all your listeners. Yes, we're absolutely concerned. These are immoral laws by an absolutely immoral process against the will of the people of Northern Ireland. The British government will impose these laws, and it's outrageous on every level.
But why is it outrageous if Westminster is, to all intents and purposes, the government of Northern Ireland?
Well, this is no democratically elected MPs have voted for this. This is against the will of the Irish people. And the point that HLI, Human Life International, are making is that these two issues are against, they're against God, and they're against his people, and they're against God's plan for our for marriage and for life, and that that for a British government to impose laws against the Irish people is quite unbelievable. And the fact that this is not made more of shows the diabolical nature of these proposals, the fact that the British government will impose laws, their laws, upon Irish people, only taking advantage of the Assembly not sitting. But they have absolutely no right to do this. They have no democratic mandate to do this. And we're absolutely opposed to it on every level.
But I suppose you could argue that the people of Northern Ireland, or the political parties that represented them, represented them, that was a Freudian slip, but the parties that did represent them have given up that right.
Sorry, how do you mean that? We've given up the right to govern our own people?
Absolutely, yes.
Well,
there is no government.
There is no government, but there is no mandate to change such absolutely fundamental laws that are at the very heart of our society.
But
there are 20,000 people have signed a letter from Baroness O'Loan to the British Prime Minister to say that this should be opposed by any democracy, and even people in the Peers and the House of Lords have said that this is unconstitutional.
But it is democratic, is it not? I mean, the people of Northern Ireland voted to stay in the European Union, and you'll be leaving as members of the United Kingdom. Abortion, same-sex marriage are legally permissible in the United Kingdom, as indeed they are in the Republic. So why is it not democratic?
Well, these laws are legal in the United Kingdom and in Britain, but they're not legal in Northern Ireland. We have MPs who we have elected to govern our nation, and this is an attack on our democracy, in the sense that no sitting.
Well, surely it's a much bigger attack on your democracy that you're being dragged out of the European Union.
Well, that's a completely separate issue. We have elected our MPs to represent us.
It is a completely separate issue, but the politics is the same, in that the will of the people is being ignored.
The will of the people has been ignored. So
in terms of Brexit.
Yeah, no. The emphasis here is that we are trying to get the Assembly back engaged. This has absolutely nothing to do with.
Well, it actually has quite a lot to do with the politics of Northern Ireland, because the will of the people is being ignored in terms of Brexit. If they introduce same-sex marriage and abortion to Northern Ireland in the absence of an executive, it could be that Westminster is heeding the will of the people of Northern Ireland, because it would seem that a lot of people in Northern Ireland want same-sex marriage and they want abortion to be available.
And on what basis do you think that the people of Northern Ireland want abortion to be available?
Well, it's only the DUP who that opposes, isn't it?
Absolutely not. The DUP have made that very clear, but there are very, very many people across Northern Ireland who have consistently opposed abortion in Northern Ireland, consistently. And this, you know, so for the British government to come in here and to legislate for this, is outrageous. It's outside the terms of this discussion. It was an opportune moment for two British MPs who are not elected by the people of Northern Ireland to force this ultimatum on the people of Northern Ireland. And it's now given...
But there's no other political party in Northern Ireland that opposes either, is there?
And so the hurry to impose this law as opposed to sorting out our education system and our health system, this is an outright grab on power and an opportune moment for people to impose
the
British laws, which are against the sanctity of life and against the nature of marriage between a husband and wife.
Well, the argument against that is that it's recognising international human rights and that it's implementing the will of, let's say, all of the Catholics in Northern Ireland, because their political representatives want it to happen. Indeed, many Protestants are represented by politicians they voted for who want it to happen. It's only Conservative Protestants represented by the DUP who don't want it to happen.
I can tell you assuredly that I'm not a Conservative Protestant. There are very many people, very many Catholics in this country who believe in God as the author of life. Who believe
their political representatives might believe in God.
It is not a human right to take the life of a child. God is the author of life. We have no right to take the life of an unborn, innocent child. For the British government to sanction the killing of unborn Irish children is absolutely outrageous.
Well, it would seem that the only way that you're going to achieve that objective of prohibiting abortion and same-sex marriage is by electing the DUP.
Well, that's a very interesting point. Who do Catholics have to represent them? Because Sinn Féin have clearly abandoned their electorate in terms of they are insistent, or that's the question that we're asking, are they abandoning their own traditions of self-determination in order...
Well, if they had, their electorate would have abandoned them, but the SDLP would have a similar view, would they not?
Pardon?
The SDLP would have a similar view on these issues, would they not?
This is one of the crux matters that we have, is that who are representing Catholics in this country, in Northern Ireland, who place God as the author of life, who place marriage as the centre of society, as the unique union between a man and a woman, and to bring forth children.
Well, you could say the same the world over. I mean, if you take the likes of the Republic of Ireland, where the vast majority of people would regard themselves as being Catholic, and the vast majority of people voted in favour of both of these issues.
Well, the church is quite clear that she teaches that the Procreative Act is exclusively between a husband and wife.
Yeah, so that's up to people to listen to that and to behave that way themselves if they want, but it's not the right, it's not in the gift of anybody to tell other people how to behave.
Well, we all have a duty to the most innocent and vulnerable in our society. We must have a society that's based on truth. The truth is that the marriage is between a man and a woman.
Well, not here, it's not. There's lots of men who are married to men in the Republic, lots of women who are married to women in the Republic, and they're living very happy. The sky hasn't fallen in.
It depends it depends on how you define the sky falling in. The fruit of engaging in a sexual act outside of marriage is abortion. The fruit of that, the misuse of God's beautiful plan, the beautiful plan that he has between a man and a woman, and the gift of children is that the outcome, the fruit of that, the abhorrent fruit, is that people are engaging in the sexual act without any intention of children, and the fruit is the intentional killing of the unborn. And we've seen that in the South.
That's
and
not true.
People in the North, Christians in the North are not prepared.
There's many single people who are planning families, who have children, who bring those children up happy. There's many married people who either plan families and were concerned about issues such as fetal abnormalities, or didn't plan families and are deciding to terminate pregnancies.
We are, as Human Life International, Micah, we're here to try to explain and to proclaim the beauty of God's plan.
And that's why we've asked you on today, and I'm here to counter those arguments.
thank you for asking us on and giving us the opportunity to share with your listeners that God has this beautiful plan between a man and a woman for marriage and for children to be brought into this world. If we go against God's plan, we are heading on a road to destruction. If we base our society on a lie, to say that the union between a man and a woman of marriage is similar to between the acts of two men or two women, is basing your full society on a lie. Children come into this world as the fruit of the intimate act between a husband and a wife. That is part of God's plan. If we turn our back on God, if we reject Jesus Christ, and as you say, many people would consider themselves as Catholics. And I ask them when they say their creed every Sunday, they are proclaiming that I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are doing anything other than following his plan, you are rejecting Jesus. You are rejecting the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ in your own life and on the earth. And to do that, you will not be able to claim the joy and the peace that comes with being a follower of Christ and following his plan. We have seen.
Have you anybody to make that argument to in Northern Ireland at the moment that can affect change?
Michael, that's a brilliant point. That's exactly what Human Life International are trying to call for. Who are representing Catholics in the north of Ireland? The DUP thankfully at least fighting for against abortion and against the redefinition of marriage. Who do Catholics?
Well, they're not. If they were, they'd be in government.
We have no one to represent us. Sinn Féin have clearly abandoned God's principles. They have abandoned their own principles of self-determination because they're quite happy for the British government to impose a law. I mean, you can tell from my accent that I'm from the north. Mm-hmm. The Catholics in the north and Sinn Féin in their day would have opposed the British government imposing the laws of tiddlywinks on the people of Northern Ireland, let alone such a fundamental matter of the life.
Maybe so, but it's not just Sinn Féin or the SCLP or any of the other parties. I mean, people have voted for the DUP and they've done so on issues such as abortion and marriage equality or same-sex marriage or whatever way you want to put it. And the DUP is not in office and not able to represent people in the way that they've been elected. And at the same time, and the big irony of it all is that they claim to be running Northern Ireland from Westminster.
No, so the incentive is to get all the parties together back into Stormont and to govern this country as they have been elected to. For the British government to use a moment, an opportune moment, to try and impose such absolutely fundamental laws on our people without the democratic mandate to do so is absolutely outrageous. And in anyone's book, it's outrageous, particularly from, as I said, a nationalist or a Catholic background in the north. For us to be told that British MPs are going to impose a law which will end up in the death of our unborn Irish children and which will completely redefine society by redefining marriage. To tell me, as an Irish Catholic, from the north, that the British government are going to impose this, absolutely goes against my core, and it should go against the core of every Irish Catholic.
Well,
we need to make our voices heard. You're right. We need to make our voices heard.
It may focus the minds of every Catholic, every Protestant, every nationalist, every unionist, and therein, I think, lies one of the biggest ironies in recent times, in that there is so many things to be concerned about in Northern Ireland, and because of the lack of governance, Brexit, and what that might mean in terms of people's lives in the future, and indeed the return of a hard border and what that might mean in terms of the peace process, and how important it is to get those institutions up and running for these reasons. But it is these reasons that might actually result in those minds being focused to the degree that it'll happen.
Well, we have to get together. We have to get together to form a government. But in the meantime, we cannot have the British government imposing absolutely immoral laws on our people. They have no mandate to do so. It is against, I mean, anyone will tell you that it's against the terms of the bill that was put forward.
Okay.
And it's outrageous that they would deem to do so. It's outrageous that Sinn Féin would stand by and allow this to happen. It shows that they are not willing to go to the people for Sinn Féin and the DUP to get back into government to sort out key issues regarding our society. But for these moral issues to be brought up and imposed by the British government is outrageous.
Okay.
And we as Catholics and as Christians And you'll see from the cross community support for the likes of Nuala O'Loan and her letter to the British MP. There's over 20,000 people across the board have signed this. You know, this can't be allowed to happen, and anyone with any nationalist streak should be opposed to the British government imposing their laws upon us, particularly ones which are so against our culture and against our God. As Catholics in Ireland, we have done so much to fight for the faith of our country, of our fathers, and for the British government to walk all over us, it will not be stood for.
All right, Lisa, very interesting to say the least. Thanks for talking to us
and thanks for taking the time
to be with us. Lisa O'Hare, Media Liaison Officer with Human Life International.